happening locally. The news.
And let us take our first look for the week. Our Monday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama as the political tournament gets underway going towards the elections of the 5th of May. Surrounded by some figures from his past government, former President Martin Torrijos officially launched on the afternoon of this Sunday his presidential campaign ahead of the general elections on the 5th of May. Now, he did it in the Bohios Alegres dance garden located on the Transísmica Highway, where followers and members of the popular party gathered from 3 p.m. I have news for you. In 91 days, we will regain confidence in the country, Torrijos assured the supporters gathered at this location. In 91 days, we will get them out and we will govern this country with decency, he stressed. Torrijos also indicated that this country is not one for improvisation and announced that when he wins the next elections, I will not hesitate to lower the prices of medicines. In the middle of the crowd, the former first vice president of the country, Samuel Luis Navarro, had stood in front of the main stage. He arrived greeting with a big smile and giving out hugs. I know Martin very well, his character and leadership, said Luis Navarro. That's why I feel that with the experience he has, he is the best person to lead the country, he added. With the support of the opposition Democratic Change and the Panamanista parties, Willy Bermudez began his campaign on Sunday. This is to win the mayor of the District of Panama in the elections on the 5th of May. The Versalles sector, Don Bosco district, was the setting for the launch of Bermudez's campaign, who was accompanied by sympathizers, co-partisans and leaders of both political groups. Bermudez and his running mate Luis Casis for vice mayor highlighted that they have different proposals to change the district, including making it a clean city. The current representative of the town of Don Bosco expressed that he will seek to replicate the work done in this sector to the rest of the towns in the capital. He expressed that one of those actions is to have a clean city, and for this it has been planned to collect garbage in 100 days in the 26 towns. Security, tourism, plans for the environment, markets, kindergartens and renovation of municipal parks are among the plans that they will undertake, he said. What does that piece say? What does that video say that the whole country doesn't say? Well, this is how the presidential candidate of the Otro Camino movement, Ricardo Lombana, spoke on Sunday, the 4th of February, after the electoral court admitted a complaint against him for the alleged violation of electoral regulations regarding electoral propaganda in digital media. During a political tour of the province of Colón, Lombana confirmed that his legal team is analysing the complaint and will present the appropriate arguments. They are afraid that the truth will be told, Lombana told journalists during the tour in the town of Cativa. He added that the content of the video in question does not say anything different from what has been raised by the population in the past citizen protests. However, the presidential candidate made it clear that the tribunal will have to make a decision, and that what is provided will be followed. And a second complaint before the tribunal electoral was filed against the candidate of the Movimiento Otro Camino party, Ricardo Lombana, for the alleged misuse of the image of the also candidate for the presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo of the Revolutionary Democratic Party. The Tribunal Electoral reported on Sunday that it admitted the complaint filed by Daniel Ramirez Lasso, representing the candidate Gabby Carrizo, for the alleged violation of electoral regulations regarding electoral propaganda in digital media. The complaint is related to that video that was published on Lombana's Instagram account, in which images of other presidential candidates appear. In addition to ordering the suspension of the video, the Tribunal Electoral reported that Lombana has 2 business days to present his defences. The presidential candidate for the Realising Goals political party, José Raúl Molino, confirmed on Sunday that he has not discussed alliances with the presidential candidate by free nomination, Zula Rodríguez. What she says is true. I've not discussed alliances with her, said Molina during a political tour of the town of Sabanitas in the province of Colón. For the elections on the 5th of May, Rodríguez, who is seeking re-election in the National Assembly and also aspires to the position of mayor of the San Miguelito district, indicated at the weekend that her natural alliance was with former Panamanian ruler Ricardo Martinelli. However, the decision of the Supreme Court of Justice not to accept the appeal in his favor in the new business case implies that the former president of Panama will not be able to participate in the presidential race on the 5th of May. For this reason, Molina would be the virtual presidential candidate of the Realizing Goals and Alliance parties. I want to apologize, and I want to ask forgiveness for the upset I caused you in recent days. In this way, Cardinal José Luis Lacunza apologized on Sunday after his disappearance was announced last Thursday. As a result, the authorities began to investigate, and in the afternoon of that same day, Lacunza was located in the district of Boquete, safe and sound. I know they had a bad time, acknowledged Lacunza, born on the 24th of February, by the way, in 1944. Well, he added that after learning of his disappearance, many people shed abundant tears that I do not deserve, while thanking the prayers that were made for him. It was a stupid thing that I didn't do when I was 15 years old, and I've done it now that I'm going to turn 80, he said, at a mass he celebrated in the city of David in the province of Chiriquí. That's awful. The older you are, the more stupid, said Lacunza after his disappearance caused a lot of commotion at the national level. According to data from the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, on January the 19th, the highest temperature of the year was recorded, which represented a historical record for the province of Chiriquí. The highest temperature recorded on that date was 37 degrees Celsius, exceeding the 36.8 degrees reported in January of 1983, according to data obtained by the IMHPA meteorological station located at the Enrique Malek International Airport in David. The 37 degrees Celsius represents the highest record in 43 years for the month of January, and it is highlighted that during that time, in 1983, the country was experiencing the effects of the El Niño phenomenon. It is important to highlight that the country has been feeling the effects of the El Niño phenomenon since mid-2023, and according to current reports, it is in a phase of strong intensity. El Niño remains strong and in his stage of maturation. From this point, El Niño will be gradually weakening. There is a 73% probability that between April and June of 2024, the phenomenon will move to the neutral phase, is reflected in a report from the entity. Now, a few days before the popular carnival festivities are celebrated in the country, the Citizen Security Foundation for Order and Discipline presented the campaign, Take Care of Your Life and That of Your Family. The purpose of this initiative is to promote civic education of citizens on the streets with the intention of avoiding and reducing vehicle accidents. Likewise, it seeks to raise awareness among the entire population about the importance of respecting traffic rules. In addition, it promotes the practice of courtesy and tolerance. During the activity, the president of Fundasec, Esquivel Vargas Garrido, highlighted the importance of, quote, we all contribute to achieve success of this campaign, respecting the norms that govern our society, unquote. According to the official figures so far this year, there have been 40 fatalities due to traffic events. The breakdown of the causes is as follows. 12 due to being run over, 9 due to overturning vehicles, 13 due to collisions, 3 due to hit and run, and 3 due to falling from a moving vehicle. Well, on that, that's it. Please be careful out there if you are driving. Very, very important. All right? Just sit back and relax if you're out there now. It's the Breakfast Show. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories here for you in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you for this program.